This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seems like it's 7 after the hour on the Wednesday, January 19th, DJV program. Maybe it could be the DJVR program for a while. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a name that will live in infamy with people who have listened to this program for a long time. I was mentioning earlier that Phil's mother had passed away. So he's gone. And well, I heard you talking, Richie, about the burial not taking place because the ground is so frozen.
Yeah.
You know, but isn't that really interesting? I don't know that people think about that. Most...
you would think a backhoe could get through it, but we've had two snow events in the past couple of weeks here, so it's,
yeah.
The ground is pretty hard.
Listen to you, snow events.
Yes, events.
Snow events.
One of them was an event. The other one was just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, but how many people think about this, unless it's in your family, that it's hard to bury people if you're going to bury them in a casket in the frozen ground in the wintertime? I know at the end of my street here where my mother is buried, there's a mausoleum. And from this time of year until the spring thaw, it's loaded with caskets. There are hundreds of caskets that they put into this mausoleum because they can't get into the ground. And it's kind of a weird thing. Imagine all those dead bodies in one place. I mean, I suppose.
Strange energy, probably.
Huh? It's a lot of strange energy, probably. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's
like
weird.
Being at the Walmart at Christmas time. You can't get into your parking spot.
And a lot of soulless people.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in L.A., we don't have snow, obviously, very often anyway. But one of the things that just makes me think back to the riots in Los Angeles, one of the huge stories that no one really talked about is the backlog of bodies that were just building up when everything shut down because no one could get to work, especially downtown. They literally shut it down. My mom had a friend at that time, I think I've told you guys about this, who had AIDS. He died of AIDS during the LA riots. And because there wasn't a lot known about AIDS at that point, only one like mortuary would take the body, and that one was so backed up that he didn't get buried for weeks and weeks and weeks, even after the riots had cleared out. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's another argument for cremation. There's too much land being wasted sticking bodies in. They're just going to go back to, why put them in a box? And you think about how crazy this is. You stick a dead body into a box, and then they put it in another box, because if you don't put it in a concrete box, then the casket rots, and the ground caves in, and before you know it, you'll be stepping on somebody's bones that have been in the ground there for how many years. And what's the point? It doesn't, you know, I understand some religions frown on cremation, but you're going to become that way anyway. Why not just speed it up and not take away from the
That's how they do it down in New Orleans. Those are places to bury people down there. Yeah. Yeah, you're in like the simplest, almost like plywood
Richie.
Box for 99 days, and then the sun bakes you, and then they sweep you to the back and ready for the next one. No, they have and it's sort of pitched towards the back.
Yeah.
And I got a very weird sort of impromptu tour by the Undertaker of a cemetery in New Orleans once. So I know like a lot about
this.
Got
a date?
No.
My friend was trying to hook up.
Yeah, but it was interesting the way that it, like, it's layers upon layers of ashes from generations of families all in one, you know, little mausoleum, but it's very green.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It is. Yeah. Richie, remember when we went to Guam and all an island, the island's a rock, it's volcanic rock, and you can't dig a hole, and they don't believe, I think there are a lot of strict Catholics in Guam, if I remember correctly.
Didn't the congressman think that it might sink? Because of
the congressman
people
thought,
on it or
he was worried that the Navy station on the one side of the island was going to tip it over.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But we remember when we first drove out I went there twice. You came with me, I think, the second time.
Uh-huh.
And we drove, we were driving down the main street with John Anderson, God love him, the people listening to K57 Guam right now remember, hopefully, what a wonderful man he was. But he was explaining why I said, what are all those, you know, the cement, what are those big cement boxes for? And he said, that's where they put the dead. They can't dig a hole in the ground. They don't believe in cremation, so they just stack them up along the side of the road. That and the snakes hanging from the tree was quite a welcome.
Half a day, hey?
Snakes and trees.
Yeah. Okay, I want to visit a problem that I'm having. Richie, maybe you can stick up for me, maybe not. Richie's pretty computer savvy, pretty technologically focused. I was
and you're not,
my
so this will
iPhone.
Be fun.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, we all know that I am not, and I don't claim to be. So
I'm getting
somebody sent me
slightly excited here because that means Rich is going to take over tech support, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Rich.
You
no,
got to go for about 40 minutes far away.
Yeah. So the this fellow sent me, Matthew Kitchen listens to us, and he was hearing, he heard earlier us talking about me and my frustrations with the, what is it, an iPhone 8 that I have. Then he... he said he was asking me about other things that I have, pieces of tech. And as I went through them, he said that these all dated me, in essence.
Yes.
Like tablet computers. And I have a big I have big screens, and I have personal computers in my studio, for example. And then there are the thermos. He said, what kind of thermostats do you have in your house? And I thought, what difference does it make?
Do you know this person?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like, that's a weird thing for a listener to be like, what kind of thermostat do you have in your house?
I think what he's getting to is he's got the old kind of thermostat that you actually have to walk over to and turn the dial still, you know.
Yeah. Can I plant explosives in it is what he's asking.
Can I hack into it is actually more what he's trying to figure out.
Right, well, yeah, okay.
And, well, then the focus on the old credit cards, I now have chip cards, but I use the first one. I have three or four of them, I think. And the first time I ever used one was the other day. I've always been sliding them into the hole.
How do you get around not
thing.
Using the chip?
I don't know. I just haven't never used it until the other day. And it was an accident.
You realize
the
chip
thing
actually
on top
helps
of
you protect your identity and your like, the magnetic stripe was a bad thing. You didn't get that part.
It was?
Yeah.
I didn't get that memo.
Because anybody with a, you know those wallets that they sell to be able to protect your...
Remember, we used to have them as an advertisement.
It's because of the magnetic stripe that you need protection.
Right.
Because,
what do you mean?
Because that, the magnet...
Because anyone can walk by you in an airport with a little scanner and zap and just walk right by you.
If they
can
get within 2 or 3 feet of you,
2 feet,
so they can steal the information off of that magnet stripe.
Right.
Here's something that drives me nuts. As of COVID...
I guess that doesn't drive him nuts, Rich, but it should.
Probably doesn't.
Because he's in airports all the time. Yeah. Identity theft, totally fine. Right. Yeah.
Who would steal his identity?
Right. Who wants to be me?
Doug Stefan here. I'm a farmer.
Okay, come on. So here's what drives me. I wonder how many people listening have the same problem. That is, when you go into a restaurant, Jack and Mary Stockwell and I were having a lunch the other day in Salt Lake and went into this restaurant, and the lady says, what would you like off the menu? And there were no menus on the table. I said, well, how can we order? We don't have the menu. And she said, no.
This is not new. This is an entire pandemic of 2 years of QR codes.
Well, I have not. The lady said, people don't ask for menus here. We use QR codes.
Right.
And I don't know what is
quick response is what QR means.
And the
QR codes are there. There's nothing wrong with them. It's a link to the website. So
it's a quick link. You point your camera on your phone at it. I'm sure you had to go through it, right? Did you figure
it
out?
How long did it take you? He didn't even eat. Are you still hungry?
No, Mary ordered for me. As a matter of fact,
did you pull out the flip phone and you're like, I don't know, it's not working.
Actually,
Chuck gets out his brick and he's like, let me plug this thing in.
God, how fun it was to sit here and pick on Doug. This is really fun. Because I can do this more often.
Then he blames everyone who works at the Apple store.
Well, yeah, because my iPhone 8 doesn't work.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so then tell me about this. As long as we're going through this and you're having fun with me. Getting cash from an ATM machine now is something that you're not supposed to do. The bank says use Venmo. I don't have Venmo.
Wait, what?
I've heard
no,
of it.
No bank has said don't get cash from an ATM machine.
And they certainly wouldn't say use Venmo. They'd want you to
because they don't even own Venmo. What's the real story here?
Venmo. What is Venmo?
Venmo is
like,
an app. It's an app that allows you to transfer money to pay other people.
And clearly,
money.
A company that advertises on whatever computer you're looking at right now.
Well, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jen. Exactly. Crack the case.
Wow.
Yeah.
What am I right? Did you just see an ad pop up?
Yeah.
Well, I've been seeing ads pop. I made a comment earlier. I was bidding last night at an auction, Richie, and I bought a few things and a few things I didn't get. So this morning, when I opened up my when I was going through my various sources and looking at the email, there were some ads for things that I had bid on, but I didn't get.
Right.
Telling me where I could get them.
Right.
And I'm thinking about how the hell do they know? How does that happen?
That's not a mystery. You were registered on a site and bidding on things. And so then they know what you're bidding on, and they say, here are some other things that you may be interested in. That's like the most basic shopping algorithm.
What will really freak you out, Doug, is when your wife is shopping for something, and then
what
your
phone... What would really freak me out is if I had a wife.
That would freak everyone out.
Let me rephrase that. When my wife is shopping for something, and then an ad for whatever she's shopping for shows up in my feed...
Really?
Because
you guys
we're
sure
at the same
know.
IP address,
it's
right?
It's all on the same
wow.
Wi-Fi,
okay.
Yeah. People get freaked out by that. It's like, well, if you share a Wi-Fi, then it's not that freaky.
Yeah,
hunga bunga. All right, a couple of things from outer space. You'll notice that we are still here today. The prognosticators who said we were going to be hit by this asteroid that was bigger than any building on the planet.
Yeah, we survived.
Yes, we are doing very well. Thank you very much. And now there were last night, Jennifer, twilight images taken by that telescope in California. That are showing streaks from satellites. Did you see this? SpaceX and the Starlink satellite is now visible, apparently, in more and more of them.
Have you ever seen that thing fly over the trail of them?
No, I haven't.
It is.
You have one of those telescopes, right?
Yeah, but you don't need it. I mean, it flew over my house, like 40 or 50 of them one night, the Starlink satellites. It's freaky.
Really?
It is freaky.
What does it look like?
It's freaky. Single file lights, very visible lights in the sky, going over your house for 3-4 minutes. I mean, and it's all just single. And then you're like, what is this? And you look it up, and then you see the
incoming
net.
Class of Congress coming from Mars.
Pretty much. But then, once you realize the mesh net that they have built around the Earth with these satellites, I mean, there's no escaping. You're not getting off of this rock without hitting something.
Yep. All right, well, there's some food for thought. 19 passed on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Better job of being responsible adults here on the DJV program. 23 after the hour, time for our trending items from social media. Jay Kirshner is out sick today, but Victoria's here, and Richie's here, and you're here, and Jim Belushi is in our thoughts. He's growing a little weed, but he apparently is having a problem. So we'll talk about that after this.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so I didn't ever think I had much in common with Jim Belushi, and I think the way things are going, I'm probably still not going to have much in common with him. But apparently, Victoria, he has become a cannabis farmer, mm-hmm. and he's running into some problems because you have, and I've said this all along, since for those who don't know the story, I was given a license to grow cannabis on my farm 3 years ago, but it isn't going to come to pass for any number of reasons. But I'm still interested in people and their challenges. We were going to build a building and grow the stuff inside, but there are some who still insist, especially in California, and there are some good grows up in wine country in California, but apparently his problem is that, and he's got a reality show called Growing Belushi, that's on, it must be on TMZ. Is it TMZ?
I don't know what network it's on. I've never heard of it, but I'll check it out. I think it sounds like an interesting thing. It's him being a farmer and, you know, living his life. And it's in Napa Valley is where he has a 93-acre farm.
I have a friend, as a matter of fact, I had lunch with him today, a business associate who has a grow in that area. And it's about the same size, about 100 acres. In wine country, they find that growing in wine country because of the acidity of the soil is very, very comfortable for growing cannabis. But apparently, Belushi, for whatever the reason, has a lot of rodents. And I wonder if they're getting high. They must be, right? If they're eating.
I mean, he said he went on TMZ Live and he was talking about this, and he said he's constantly battling gophers and ground squirrels, and he said that they seem to love getting high off the plants. So I don't know if that's a thing, if that's real, or if they just like the taste of the plant. But,
no, you can do that. My cows get high on eating silage that's been fermented. When you expose them to that for the first time in the season, they run around the. They kick their heels up, they run around, their tails are in the air. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, that's I can funny. See these getting high, matter of fact. And Belushi is somebody, I guess, that you'd think. I haven't seen him in anything lately. Is he doing anything? Is he still active? Or is he going
to
become a farmer?
You know, he had that show, According to Jim, right? That was on for a long time. And then he did, I think there was another sitcom after that, but I'm not really sure. I don't think it went anywhere. And then he got into growing cannabis, and that's kind of like his big social media focus now, too.
Yeah.
Growing Belushi.
If you're smart, you can make a lot of money at it. 28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Wednesday DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's gocreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that's a huge 86% success rate that we have. That's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Attorney General Letitia James disclosed new details Tuesday night about her civil investigation into former President Trump's business dealings, saying the probe has uncovered evidence suggesting the fraudulent valuing of multiple assets and misrepresentations of those values to financial institutions. Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. district attorney during the first failed Trump impeachment, weighs in on MSNBC.
The allegations are that Donald Trump Jr. And Ivanka Trump were very involved in exaggerating or misstating statements of assets and finances in order to obtain loans, insurance, and tax credits.
Only his 10th press conference, President Biden will speak to the American people today at 4 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Famed talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz on Tuesday criticized Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that Fauci coordinated with members of the media to politically assassinate COVID-19 vaccine dissenters. In a political ad by Dr. Oz for Senate, Mehmet called out Dr. Fauci to hold a debate one-on-one, doctor to doctor, for the American people to see. Dr. Oz on Newsmax.
Well, the biggest damage is that he mixed politics and medicine. And when you do that, you get politics. And I specifically, I'll speak to the issue of wonderful physicians, experts, epidemiologists who raise concerns over the cascading authoritarianism that came out of Washington with the pandemic. And he would shoot them down. He actually would work with media. We have emails exchanged back and forth demonstrating that he would actually work with folks to assassinate these individuals. So one by one, they get deplatformed. They can't speak. The media writes harsh articles, which doctors aren't used to hearing. And then, you know, when you've done all that, no one puts their hands up anymore because everyone, they look around, there's no one standing. And that's a real issue because there's a general belief, I think, by a lot of Americans, especially Democrats, that there's a consensus behind what Fauci was articulating. Quite the opposite. He wasn't well respected in many quarters, and much of the advice that was given was not believed to be accurate enough, and we're paying the price right now. A good example, Greg, we keep focusing on vaccines. Every time Washington says something about Omicron, it's about more vaccines. Vaccinate the 12-year-olds. Get more boosters into their arms. Yet we're finding out that physicians who used to be on FDA panels aren't even giving it to their own kids.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The situation that I find myself trying to understand today, one of the many situations that we discuss, and most of the time I can figure it out, but
beyond
this one
your
I
iPhone,
can't.
You mean, right?
Yeah, this is beyond my iPhone. Yeah, this is way beyond my iPhone. So the United States Navy commissioned in 1950 the building of three aircraft carriers. There are these three aircraft carriers were in service from 1960 until last year. The last one to be decommissioned is the USS Kitty Hawk, which is going to be decommissioned this Saturday in Bremerton, Washington. Then it's going to take the trip down can't go through. It's too big to get through the Suez, I'm sorry, through the Panama Canal. So it's going to go down the tip of South America, come back up to the naval yard in New Orleans, or I guess it's just outside of New Orleans, where they make these ships, to be dismantled, which means it's going to the scrapyard. It's going to be, here's this magnificent, beautiful aircraft carrier. There were two others, as I said. These three aircraft carriers were in operation during Vietnam, during Afghanistan, Iraq. And there are 3 million people who have reacted to this. You probably can see it now. The International Shipbreaking Company paid the United States government 1 cent to buy the Kitty Hawk, to bring it through, you know, down to, I said it was New Orleans, on the coast of Texas, to the scrapyard to be dismantled. And it'll be, it's like 16,000 miles before it gets there, 130 days. So it's been decommissioned, and now it's on its way to the happy hunting ground. And then I look at this. This is an aircraft carrier that had U-2 spy planes on it, and that was really pretty interesting. I didn't remember the collision with the Soviet submarine the Kitty Hawk had probably 20, 25 years ago. It was in dry dock for 3 months getting fixed. It was an oil-powered aircraft carrier, and all of them now are nuclear-powered. And I guess that was one of the reasons that they thought it would be politically correct to take it apart. The shipbreaking facility is actually in Brownsville, Texas, near McAllen, right on the Mexican border. And most of the people who work there are Mexicans. Imagine that. Anyway, I just find it, I guess I'm offended by it to a point. The fact
none
I don't
of
know
these
what
parts are going to be reused.
No.
None of this metal, are you sure?
Well, they use them. They reuse the metal. They cut it up and send it to Turkey, and it comes back as re-rod. That's what happens.
Well, what
to
else
most
could
of
they
them.
Do with it? Except, I mean, you know, like in New York City, you know, we've got the Intrepid, and that's a huge tourist attraction. But that's kind of rare. So, what else could they do with it?
We'll
besides
keep using
the,
it.
Float a museum.
Hello. After how many? It's only been 60 years since it was commissioned. I would think they could keep using these things.
I mean, if you're obviously they've done the cost analysis, and it's more expensive to keep it going than
A nuclear aircraft carrier versus an oil-powered.
The
technology.
But you know what? You know
they
what?
They can't even shoot the same missiles that they make anymore. I'm sure that technology has changed.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find it. I don't know whether I'm disheartened because of what it stood for. Or disheartened because
you're disheartened
the guy,
because of what it stood for. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it, much as anything else. So, all right, people in the news. William Cronin, do you know who he is?
William
Cronin.
Oh, Bill.
Dining at a Cracker Barrel in April of 2014, having lunch. He asked for a glass of water. Waitress brings him a glass with a mixture of water and Ecosan, which is bleach. That's used to clean the counters and the tabletops.
Ooh.
He ingested it because it had ice in it. It looked like ice water. He realized when he swallowed it, it was not ice water, but it was too late. The chemical burned his mouth, his esophagus, and went to the emergency room. He has gastrointestinal issues since then.
So you can
bloating,
imagine.
Diarrhea, reflux. Severe, persistent cough, can't work any longer. So the other day, the Cracker Barrel folks were ordered to pay $9.4 million to this guy. I don't know, is that enough? What is your, I mean, he ruined his life.
Yeah, the thing is, he's only going to get, I think, because his state caps it in Tennessee, and so that he's only going to get about, like, $6 million. I don't know, that's... Sure.
When did this
a lot
happen?
Of people are saying this happened
in
2014.
April of 2014.
But it just got it just was released to the public according to this lawsuit. So I'm not sure what happened. I guess I'm assuming Cracker Barrel has been trying to bury this
of course
all along.
They have. Yeah, wouldn't
so
you?
I'm assuming sure, and I'm assuming that's why we're just now hearing about
no.
it.
No, I mean it's just now getting resolved. Why wouldn't they just want to bury it by resolving it quickly? That's what Michael Jackson did. Here's your check. Go away.
See you later. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I went to a jury trial.
Why would any corporation with this kind of story
they're greedy, egotistical. They think that they don't care about their customers. The message here is we don't give a crap about our customers. That's what Cracker Barrel is telling you.
It's common practice in these situations just to quickly pay and settle. Let it go away.
Because anytime a corporation, this is either bad legal advice or they took a huge gamble on how much people love Cracker Barrel and that they wouldn't want, that a jury wouldn't want to go against Cracker Barrel. But typically, you're totally right. Like, typically, you don't put your client in this kind of a situation because juries always love to reward against a corporation.
Of course they do.
So,
Cracker Barrel is the biggest. What a scam. You walk into
Cracker Barrel. I think it's such a scam. I'm so glad you said that. I know so many people, and we have beloved friends in the South who just love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I bet. I'm like, careful where you tread here.
I'm like, this is just, I know. People love it.
No, instead of going to Cracker Barrel, go to Waffle House. Much better. All the way around.
I don't know about that, but...
Anyway, but the Cracker Barrel, when you walk through the front door, they have the rocking chair,
the porch. All the junk that's made in China.
But they have all this crap that you can hardly get to the restaurant because of all the cheap crap from China that's all over the place.
Right.
And then you walk up to the person and say, I got two people. And she said, well, there's a 20-minute wait. And you look in the restaurant, and there are three people eating in there and 100 empty seats. But they're telling you to wait for 20 minutes, and people are dumb enough to do it, so they wander around and buy all that cheap crap, which is really the source of most of their profit. And not the food
for sure.
is a very difficult food. Restaurants, it's a treacherous business, and the margins are very slim.
Yep.
So, you know, they built all of these edifices.
Now.
What's that, Richie?
Especially right now.
Yeah. Right.
So they need you to buy, like, a set of rocking chairs that you won't use and, you know, and CDs from country artists from 15 years ago and all the other, like, stale candy. And, I mean, there's a lot of crap there.
The nut log. Don't forget the nut log.
Right.
Yeah. It borders on being
The cheese isn't even good.
All right.
Everyone hates me right now from Cracker Barrel Land.
No, I started it, so you can take a shot at me if you want to.
Related to this, we just went to our local pub last night. You know, kind of like our Cheers type thing. My son works there.
Are you Cliff or Norm? Because you're one of
I'm totally Norm. Totally Norm. But the guy who runs this restaurant has done a masterful job navigating through COVID. And so, like, last night we went there because they had, if you spend $33, you get a $15 back.
Wow.
So, I mean, everybody in the neighborhood goes there, whether it's carry out or eat in. How do you not do that? You end up spending 45, 50, 60 bucks. And you end up spending 60 bucks, but I got 15 bucks back. So, I mean, but he just does
local
all these
restaurants.
Things.
It's a local restaurant.
He does a great job. A great job.
I'm going to meet a couple of businesses here for lunch. Framingham has two towny restaurants, and these guys are neither of them from Framingham, so I'm taking them to the Bella Costa for lunch.
Sounds nice.
It's a great little joint, and they have the people all know me, and it's nice to have a warm, comfortable feeling in order. Yeah, Norm.
Victoria, I made Doug take me to Cheers when I went to Boston the first time.
I could have brought you there, Victoria, and you visited this summer.
I've been there a million times.
I've been there once. That's all I needed.
Yeah,
some recent research about moral character in the Journal of Nonverbal Behavior. This is pretty interesting. Listen to this. This research finds that people attributed more moral traits to attractive people versus unattractive individuals. So, basically what we're saying here, the better you look, the more moral you are, according to people.
Well, the more moral you appear.
Concepts. Yeah, exactly. Mm, right. It's called the beauty is good stereotype. And it describes the phenomenon whereby the physical attractiveness of somebody is used as an indicator of various desirable traits. So basically people, according to this anyway, more likely to attribute socially desirable traits like altruism and warmth and that sort of thing to attractive people versus people who are cold and cruel. And if that is the case, it's because you're unattractive, according to the way people in this study look at other people. It's very stereotypical, don't you think?
I mean, this has been years and years of better looking people being considered, you know, being attributed or having attributions of like, oh, well, they're smarter or they have more money. I mean, it's
capable.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's like the, psychologically, a friend of mine is an actor and she basically, her bread and butter is TV commercials, which, you know, you get one good campaign and that could be a whole year's salary. Yeah. And so she, and it's so funny that, you know, depending on what the product is, they often, the casting directors and like the set designers will often make her wear a wedding ring because married people are more trustworthy. And so, and I'm not saying that as a statement. I'm saying, like, that's how the ad world has, done all these studies. And if you notice how many commercials where it's pretty obvious where you're seeing someone's wedding ring, it's really interesting to see, like, oh, okay, so they really want you to trust that this product is something that you would, you know, that married people who are more responsible and you know, considered to be smarter and better financial planners and all these things, it's just, it's wild how much psychology is in the television age. I mean, none of that stuff existed before TV.
Yeah. Really amazing. Speaking of products, here's a product that you can count on, a product that I'm behind, and it's 24 years. The company started by a doctor, three nurses that he worked with, came up with this combination of ingredients that's all natural and supports your weight loss efforts. This is the time of year everybody's on a program. Go to the Weight Watcher thing and buy your food or do this crash course, whatever it is. We all know that you will probably get results if you stick with it. But then what happens when you've lost the weight? How do you keep it off? That's where this product comes in. Calitrin is made up of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and the things aloe vera, for example, that are really great for your insides and outsides. They support your body as it recovers from all the work that you've done. And in doing that, it keeps your body in the place that it wants to be in so that you look the way you want to look and you feel the way you want to feel. It's really a fabulous product. It really is. Specially formulated, scientifically proven to work, repairing your body and breaking down the proteins that make the amino acids, keep the blood. I'm getting too technical now, but you know what I'm saying. It really is something that I've confirmed in my own life, and you can find out for yourself pretty easily. Guaranteed to work, by the way, or your money back. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. And when you've decided to order, you can, the New Year, New You product and package is available. So you buy three and you get three. You have a partner maybe you're working out with, so you have that help. So you get three for you and three for her or him. It's the way it works. Help yourself. Great, great product. Calitrin. And I'd say that even if I wasn't getting paid to say it, because I've used it myself. I go up and down a little bit, and I don't like going. I like going down and staying there. And that's what you can do with Calitrin. Toploss.com, the website, when you check out for free shipping and the best deals, use the code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit Bamboo HR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, it's time for Chuck Curry to visit with us. Movie Moments. We are playing. Let me see if I recognize that, Chuck Curry. That's okay. A popular song.
Yes.
Yeah.
This goes back to,
like,
1998.
Yeah. All right, so we're listening to Chuck Curry.
This is from. This is the theme to Dawson's Creek, which premiered this week in TV history, 1998. Actually, put the CW. On the Map was very popular back in the day. It was one of those teen dramas with a very good cast. James Van Der Beek, Katie Holmes, Joshua Jackson, Michelle Williams, who went on to win 2 Oscars. They all are working actors to this day. That was a good show, very popular. And Dawson's Creek. Yep.
This was my jam. I was obsessed. Everybody was. This show was so popular, the cast took over an entire J. Crew catalog, which then I ordered everything from the J. Crew catalog. Yeah, I mean, this was like a cultural phenomenon.
It's still popular.
You can still watch it on Netflix.
The young teenagers still watch it.
It's wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, I believe.
What's the attraction?
Well, it's the same. Listen, there's a couple shows. There's a handful of shows in this genre. One of the first was Beverly Hills 90210, which right. premiered in 1990. Then you had Dawson's Creek. There was a show called The OC on Fox, which I thought was excellent. It's currently on HBO Max.
What I liked about that show is it gave equal credibility in terms of character development to the young cast and the adult cast. Peter Gallagher played the lawyer father on the OC. I thought that was a really, really good show. One Tree Hill is another one that fits into that. I got a question for you, Doug.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I have a question for you. Was Dawson's Creek the forerunner to Schitt's Creek?
Can I get back to you? Can I get back to you tomorrow on that one? I have a serious question for you, Doug.
Okay, serious
now,
question.
Now the CW reportedly is up for sale. Okay. Now I know when advertisers buy advertising, they go into what's called bundles, right?
Yes.
But the CW, for most of these shows, they do a lot of superhero shows, right? They're attracting like 500,000 viewers an episode.
But the demo is what the advertisers want. The demo,
is
valuable. I mean, if you look at cable, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah.
If you compare that to the old folks that watch CNN, and there's about, if they're lucky on a good day, if they have 500,000 people that watch that. But they're at the other end of the spectrum. So if you're looking for a specialty audience, and that's kind of how it breaks down these days.
Yes.
A lot of these products want to be just, they want to focus and concentrate instead of, like Procter & Gamble does a broad, they want to be everywhere. So they'll advertise, but there are many products that just want to be there for 18 to 25-year-olds.
You know, have you guys watched the advertising in Yellowstone? And how
tractors,
it's brilliant. The tractor store, Tevis Boots, the whiskey that's branded Yellowstone.
Yeah.
The advertising for that show is part of the storyline. They have the actors, and it's really genius how they did that show and how they did the advertising.
Very, very smart. You're right, Reese.
Now, CBS, I'm going to show that CBS is going to end their TV show Bull after 6 seasons after Michael Weatherly. Bowing out. I think he's been part of. I think he's been part of the Me Too movement.
Oh yeah, he got Me Too'd and lost a major lawsuit. Yeah,
yeah.
It cost them like $9 million.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. Whether he was phased out, whether he just wanted to do other things creatively. But that was a story.
Maybe people just don't care anymore about him.
It's so funny that we use Me Too as a verb now. He got Me Too'd.
Oh yeah,
he got Me Too'd.
That's right. That's
which unfortunately. Whether you're innocent or guilty is not a good thing. It's destroyed a lot of. Whether it's justified or not, I don't know. I wasn't there.
All right, what do you think of this for casting, Charter?
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe is going to play Weird Al in a picture about. It's called Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
Yeah, I like the idea. That guy was a massive pop culture celebrity, especially back in the day. He gave a statement. He said he assured his fans that he would produce. His last movie was, I think, in 1999, UHF, it was called. He said he guaranteed his fans he would be part of a movie every 33 years, and he's delivering on his his promise. I like that idea. I was reading. He was born. He was a child prodigy in terms of a musician. He did comedy. He intertwined it, and he did his parody videos were extremely popular back in the day.
Yeah, fabulous stuff. Yeah, Weird Al. All right, Chucker, you're Weird Chuck. I'm Weird Doug.
You're welcome.
Weird Victoria. Weird Richie. We're all here on the DJV program. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.